MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is Peter Kraft, finally calling in for a little wrap-up call. Just want to say I had a great ride out there. I was able to meet my, even though it's just kind of a arbitrary number, I was able to meet my time goal. More importantly, I met my primary goals, which are always to have fun and finish. And definitely did both of those for the majority of the time out there. It was fun, which is really important to me. It's pretty crazy. Third time down, three completely different experiences. It seems like this race and route kind of has endless repeatability, just because there's so many factors that go into it, whether it's the conditions, the weather, other riders that show up and how they interact with your ride, your mindset going in, the pace you want to hold. All those things can make the race really different every time you do it, just even with little changes in those factors. One thing that was different this year, I definitely wanted to go faster than before. Didn't really know how much faster, but looking at it, just kind of three main areas, for me at least. I look at kind of your actual moving pace as one of them, the time you actually spend sleeping, and then the third is basically like overall efficiency, whether that's resupply, setting up for sleep, breaking camp, all those sorts of things. And my goal was kind of just to be really efficient this year. I actually looked at some numbers, and my pace was actually pretty much the same as 2 years ago. I think I might have actually been 2 or 3 tenths of a mile an hour slower. And I might have actually allowed more time to sleep this year, although I slept like crap both years. So, but yeah, it was just really efficient. And almost all the 2.5 days that I cut off were just efficiency things, like resupplying, eating on the bike, doing everything on the bike. So that was pretty cool to see. And I think the pace that I rode, or the overall time that I did, I found kind of the limit of, I was definitely within it, but I found the limit of what I was able to do and be, have an enjoyable time for the majority of the race. So I'm not sure I really have any desire to go any faster. I think I might have to sacrifice sleep and start pushing the pace if I wanted to. And I think the enjoyment might kind of fall off fairly dramatically if I started doing that. So not really sure. Who knows? Things may change, but no real desire to go any faster at this point. And just the final thing was kind of for any future racers out there, people thinking about doing it. Something I always do is I kind of do the race unplugged. I don't really look at, well, I don't at all look at social media or track readers. Don't text anyone or have any communication other than the shit I've sent. Tried to send like a picture or a video a day of just the scenery or wildlife or something like that to my parents. But other than that, no contact with anyone, no music. I just, for anyone thinking about doing that, I would highly recommend this, just because it kind of lets you completely disconnect from everything, and you're just out there in the woods on your bike, Another thing that's pretty cool about being totally disconnected is kind of the racing aspect, and not that anyone other than the top few are truly racing each other, but just kind of you get all your information from people within the ride and in the little towns, the super fans, like Cassie and Evander will tell you you're in the top whatever, and you get to High Country Lodge and you can see the poster with everyone's name on it and you can see where you are. I think that's just pretty cool. Not always knowing where you are, and then you show up at those places and get an idea. I think that's pretty cool for the racing aspect, and would make things a lot more fun if everyone did that. Yeah, but that's really all I got for my wrap-up. Had a great ride. I'm sure if I find the time, I'll be out there again. It's too hard to let go. Good luck to everyone still out there, and had a great time meeting some new people and riding with some people from previous rides. Nick Brown, saw him in Road with him for a little bit. Congrats to him on finishing, especially after seeming to be in a bad way with his stomach on day one. So good on him, and good to ride with David Langley, even if it was just for 15 minutes or so. Congrats to him on his finish, and everyone else I met out there. I'm sure I'll be back.
Yes, MDB, this is Hal Russell. Just a quick check in. I'm in New Mexico. I got in there about a mile away this morning, and then or last night, and then I crossed in with New Mexico this morning early. I'm moving pretty slow, but I'm moving, and I'm going to try to pull a late night here and get to Abiquiu tonight, see if I can make it. I'm having a lot of rainstorms here and there and thundering all around me, so I've been putting on my rain gear and taking it off. But I only got in 77 miles yesterday, but a pretty lot of climbing in the Indiana Pass and then the passes after that, and then getting up to the state line. So anyway, I'm hanging in there. I'm going to make her. I just have so on. Okay, and thanks everybody for following me. Talk to you later. Bye.